Good evening. My name is Sipo and I'm a proud member of Tough Love. And today I want to actually take this entire discussion into a new direction. I mean, we spoke quite a bit about the 12 steps of codependency and of Codependence Anonymous. Got a bit of insight as to how to heal our own sense of unhealthy attachment to someone else. But I think one thing we haven't really spoken a lot of with regards to this entire podcast is the concept of assertiveness. You know, it's something that we glanced over, and I'm not sure if I glanced over it as part of, you know, my own stance towards codependency. But I find that a lot of us who have walked that journey know exactly what it means to live life without any real sense of assertiveness. We don't really have much of a say in the things that happen to us, the people who we end up with, or the situations we find ourselves in. Life is tumultuous, chaotic, unstable. We're unable to actually, you know, get to a point where we can find some genuine sense of manageability from it. And now we get to a stage in our lives when we've worked through the steps where it starts to become much more paramount to ensure that, you know, our well-beings are kept intact. And as a result, we often have to practice a healthy degree of assertiveness, you know? Now, a lot of the times when it comes to this discussion, we look at the drama triangle, you know, and I think what that might give us is the problematic areas of assertiveness. What happens when we're over-assertive? What happens when we're not assertive at all? As well as what happens when we're, you know, struggling to find a sense of middle ground between the two. And in most cases, what often does tend to happen is that we sort of live in a state of disarray, all because we're unable to effectively understand what assertiveness means until we get to a stage where we all of a sudden become willing to actually practice it. And what does that typically look like? Typically, assertiveness looks like us actually having a say in the things in our lives that actually matter. It means having the ability to make a decision as well as also actioning it out. Ensuring that, you know, we're not subject, our decisions aren't subject to circumstance and situations, that, you know, we actually get to be a decisive factor in our own lives. And that's an important thing in recovery, you know, to be assertive. It's that very same sense of assertiveness that helps us set boundaries. It's that very same sense of assertiveness that helps us understand values. I like to say, and I'm sure I've said this before in this podcast series somewhere in its entirety, that, you know, no one ever places guards outside their toilets. They only ever do so when it comes to their prized possessions. And let's look at assertiveness as a stance that that particular mechanism, that safeguards, those things we value, actually, you know, takes, you know. Now, when we look at assertiveness, it's not so much a matter of imposing in a situation. It's more a matter of standing up for ourselves, making a stand, you know? Being the rock when we are facing the river, you know? And sometimes, you know, a rock might wear away if it's constantly being bombarded by the river. But a lot of the times, if that rock is well placed in its ability to assert itself, it can change the direction of the river almost entirely. Well, it makes it a lot less corrosive for the rock and a lot more accommodating for it, if that makes sense. I hope I'm using an effective metaphor to describe that. But so long as that rock refuses to actually practice a sense of assertiveness, it's always going to be tossed around by the currents. And here we are in a position where, you know, we actually have that ability, which is, you know, instilled in us by us working a program. So yeah, you know, assertiveness. So that's pretty much what I wanted to introduce you to this week. You know, that way, you know, going forward, we can at least start to take this discussion in a direction where we actually start to understand what being assertive entails. Today is just the premise. As soon as, you know, you meet up next week again, same time, same place, we'll start looking at the punchline to this. as well as some of the various other punchlines. We'll look at some of the aspects of assertiveness, the things that characterize it. We'll understand different styles of assertiveness, you know, which we can apply in varying situations. We'll understand the difference between a practice of healthy assertiveness as well as unhealthy assertiveness. We'll understand exactly what it means in order for us to actually start practicing some real sense of self-determination in our lives. Previously, we always acted in accordance to what someone, something, or some situation demanded that we be. But how do we resist that demand is a real question. How do we stop being slave to it? How do we stop it from ravaging and, you know, destroying our lives as it always has? How do we stop it from destroying all in life that we truly value? How do we effectively equip those safeguards with the right stuff to actually do the job they're meant to do? Because a boundary is understandable, but then there are ways on how to actually set boundaries. That method that we apply whenever it comes to setting a boundary often highlights our sense of assertiveness. And that's what we'll be discussing further in this podcast series. Thank you very much for tuning in tonight. You know, I do appreciate it. And once again, thank you very much for letting me be of service.